Glory to God. The presence of Jesus is the secret to victory. The Holy Spirit is the secret to finding the real Jesus. Amen. The Holy Spirit, He is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So simple, so easy. Wait, easy? Someone may say, no, Jesus said in this world you'll have tribulation. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very, very hard. And well, let me just keep it simple. When we find the Holy Spirit, we find the answer. Why we are here on the earth. Why the human race is here. Why we exist in the first place. I mean, everything makes sense. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Amen. He created. He's part of the Trinity. Amen. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. He created the universe. He created the earth. He's the great and awesome God who only does wondrous things. Glory to God forever. So what are we to do? We do what Jesus said to do. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Amen. And the second commandment is like it. Do unto others as you would have them love your neighbor as yourself. This most holy faith. You see, before we find the Holy Spirit, we have a totally, the wrong view of the walk with Jesus Christ. You know, nothing really makes sense. We think it's going to be hard. We see dead religion. Even when someone receives Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they're serious about it, it's the same thing. They're in the very, very beginning stage of being born again. When a human is born on the earth, right in the natural, the first 5-10 years of their life, they can't do anything on their own. They're alive, right? But they're not. They're completely relying on other people to take care of them. They're not really living on their own, right? Born again. That's what Jesus is saying to us. You must be born again. You know. Then he says, born of water and the Spirit. Amen. That's the first phase of walking with the Holy Spirit. And then he said, okay, so that's, I've discussed that if you've listened to previous messages. If you haven't, please listen to those. And that it's John is so important. But I want to get down into some, you know, someone may say, well, what's the key to really knowing Jesus Christ and experiencing his glory? Well, God has to trust us to show us these things. This is a deep truth of what I'm about to say. It's up to us how we walk with God. I mean, that's just the reality of a human being on the earth. Every human being lives the way they want to live, right? I mean, we're made in God's image. Amen. We have a free will. Every person on the earth can do what they want to do. And it's the same thing in the Christian life. In this walk with Jesus, we can walk with Jesus how we want to. Somebody can go into ministry and just do ministry on their own. And they're saved and they know Jesus Christ. But, you know, but that, let's really get down to the real answer. The only results are through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said it's the Spirit who gives life, who quickens. The flesh profits nothing. Only the Holy Spirit gets results. I'm an evangelist. The only way that people will get saved is through the Holy Spirit. That's the only way. And I'm about to reveal an incredibly deep, serious truth that's deep, but it's also simple and obvious. We don't even need a Bible to get this revelation that I'm about to talk about. Okay, here's A, okay, number one. Remember the physics, there's a principle. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. It's very simple. A is the only results are through the Holy Spirit. Okay? That's A and B. And then that's number one. Number two, where B equals C is the only way that people get saved. No, let me say it this way. The only way that we can get the Holy Spirit is if we choose to seek Him and go deeper with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit on a day-to-day basis and seek God and do what He says to do. Love Him with all we have. Seek Him with all we have. Give Him all we have. And love others as we love ourselves. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? So, therefore, the only way that people get saved is if we choose to get the Holy Spirit so that they can get saved. So it's up to us whether or not people get saved. We can argue that, right? We can, and that's true, all right? But the other side of the coin is also true. It's all God who saves people. Amen. So both are true. Just like in my previous series, both of those are true. And people can argue both sides and present scriptures, and they're both correct. But if we look at the side of, you following that? The only way that we can get, that people get saved is through the Holy Spirit, and the only way that we get the Holy Spirit is if we choose to seek Him and have that deeper relationship with Him, right? So it's completely up to us. The only way that people get saved is up to us. I mean, for example, someone can go and preach the gospel and just do it on their own. And there's no results because the flesh profits nothing. But the anointing, that's how we get results in our own personal life and also in ministry. Glory to God. And it's so simple. It's the presence of Jesus. What a glorious privilege, the greatest privilege to have a relationship with God Almighty, with Jesus Christ. This is the most glorious privilege for mankind, and it's the only privilege because every other way and path leads to eternal death. That's what we realize when we find the Holy Spirit. It's like nothing else matters. But I just want to finish up with this. I always want these messages to be encouraging. You know, the presence of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. But at the same time, there's a serious side. As I just explained, it's up to us. And that's completely obvious. Salvation's up to us. We have to come to Jesus Christ and receive Him. God's not going to make us do that. It's just so clear. From almost everything Jesus said, for example, the parable of the talents. Three examples. Two guys, they did it right. They went out, they worked, they produced. God gave them a certain spiritual gifting, or gave them that, and they went out and they got more. But one did not. He was lazy. He was a wicked servant. He was fault finding. And he was fearful. Okay? This is what they did. It's up to us. So this should give us a real sense of urgency. But it also, this is the mystery, one of the infinite number of mysteries. of walking with God Almighty, Jesus talked about the mysteries. To you, it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. The greatest mystery of all, that God would even have a relationship with us. The Holy Spirit, so glorious. Jesus, so glorious. When you meet Him, He's the only one you will want. Amen.